Discrimination in the workplace was banned under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC, was created as part of that act to enforce the law. The EEOC now is therefore celebrating its 45th anniversary. Joining us to discuss what lies ahead for the agency is Carlton Haddon. He's director of EEOC's Office of Federal Operations. Mr. Haddon, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting us.
So tell us what's new in federal operations. What are you looking at now as we get deeper here into the 21st century?
Well, we are looking at a number of things. We are looking at how to use the Internet a little bit more effectively, leverage some things which will make it more transparent to federal employees and applicants in terms of what the agency profile looks like, how many employees do they have, what are the EEO complaint status at those agencies, things such as that.
How have things changed, some of the big changes in the past 45 years?
Well, it's been remarkable if you think about it. And if you think about 45 years ago, what we really were facing was absolute segregation of job classifications by race, color, ethnicity. I think for some of the listeners, it may not be it may be hard to fathom, but there were things such as not classified as in the papers. There were openly listed as to gender, as to these jobs are for men, these jobs are for women. If you were pregnant and wanted to continue to work, that was a challenge. So that was 45 years ago. And now the workplace has certainly changed tremendously since the EEOC opened its doors with 100 employees, as a matter of fact, July 2nd, 45 years ago.
And within the federal workplace, which is vast and varied, what kinds of discrimination seem to be prevalent nowadays, since there's very little overt of the kind of discrimination we saw 45 years ago and earlier?
Absolutely. It has changed quite a bit. And what we're looking at now is what we call unconscious bias. There's been, I think, certainly tremendous progress in the past 45 years, but now we have to become a lot more sophisticated and look at how agencies and organizations are engaging in what we call unconscious bias. One thing that has made a tremendous difference is we implemented a policy directive a few years ago, and without getting too caught up in the jargon, it requires agencies, federal agencies, to examine themselves to make sure there's no barriers to EEO. And so we're putting the burden on the agencies to make sure they have a very open environment and a very good workplace for their employees.
I wonder, when you were talking about how there was a time when people would segregate the job description based on race and based on gender, I was listening to you explain that historical perspective, thinking to myself, well, that's just ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Is it because, you know, somebody like myself who hasn't been in the workforce for 45 years, is that considered a success because somebody young who might be coming into the workforce would hear that and go, that wouldn't happen, that can't happen? Is that successful, or does that actually create more of a challenge for you?
Oh, I think it's definitely a success, and I think we have to look also what's going on in the country and look at, you know, we have a president now that certainly typifies the new generation. I think it is a success, and I think the danger is that we have to be mindful of the history, but EEOC is responsible for making sure that there is no discrimination. So whether or not people, you know, remember that or not, EEOC is responsible for making sure that we enforce our laws, and we will always do that.
And we're speaking with Carlton Haddon. He's director of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's Office of Federal Operations. Now, you've got an Excel conference coming up later, I guess, next week. Tell us what's going on there.
That's our annual training conference, and it's going to be held in Orlando, Florida. It's really a great conference, and it's a conference where we invite EEO managers, supervisors, HR professionals, attorneys, people who are involved in human resources and EEO to learn from EEOC and from other EEO professionals in the federal agencies.
And so you're going to Florida to escape the heat here? Is
it? I think it might be cooler in Florida right now. One thing I should have mentioned about the 45th anniversary, we have one thing we're doing is we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And July 22nd here at the Commission, we're going to have a ceremony. And we don't have information fully on our website, but people should look at our website to track that information, because it's the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And we're going to have a great ceremony on July 22nd at 2 p.m. to recognize people who've done a lot of work with the ADA.
Has there been a good, strong relationship between EEOC and other federal agencies, and has that relationship had to evolve over the past 45 years?
Absolutely. I mean, a matter of fact, I know we don't have a lot of time, but in 1978 is when EEOC assumed responsibility for EEO in the federal sector. Before that, it was with an agency which is long defunct, the Civil Service Commission. But over time, I think what you will see is EEOC, federal agencies have a part in this process. By law, they have an obligation to look at EEO complaints, but we have oversight responsibility, and we also serve as the appellate body if they issue a decision and we disagree with. So over the years, I think what you've seen is agencies are hopefully becoming more engaged in looking at EEO in their own organization and looking to EEOC for guidance, but also if they can't quite get it right, ultimately we will tell them that they're wrong.
And what's ahead for you, Nick? What are some of the big projects or initiatives you're working on? What can we expect over the next 45 years?
The next 45 years, I think
we should live so long. Right?
The next 45 years, I think I started out talking about the use of technology, and mm-hmm. I think you're going to see a continuation of that. And again, without getting too deep into the weeds, what we'd like to see is much more use of Internet, for example, to create a Wikipedia, so that if you want to know something about an agency, or if you have the misfortune of having to have filed an EEO complaint, you can find out the status of that complaint without going through so many people by going to a website and entering information and hopefully tracking. It doesn't sound very ambitious 45 years from now, but you know, at least I'm thinking in the next couple of years. In the next 45 years, I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you won't. Maybe we won't even need an EEOC in 45 years.
We'll all be green.
Carlton Haddon is director of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's Office of Federal Operations. Mr. Haddon, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and congratulations on the 45th anniversary.
Thank you very much, and we hope people can join us on July 22nd.
And we'll have more information about this and all the links you need on federalnewsradio.com.